Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Rogue Rebels Podcast. I am Sal, and I am here with Lizzie.
Hello.
And Axel.
Pass the carrots, please.
What is he saying? Like, is that a something-something on your jacket?
Is that a Twisted Sister pin on your uniform?
That's what it is.
What kind of a man are you? You carry that electric twinger? I carried an M16 and you carry that.
Okay. I was asking for like one line and I got the whole... I'm getting the whole entire video.
Where do you come from? What do you want to do with your life?
So, how is everybody? Lizzie, how are you?
I'm good. I'm just very tired from this week.
Okay. It's been rough.
It's only Tuesday, but
a
yeah.
A lot of, yeah. Lemon, it's Tuesday. Shut it down, Lemon. All right, Axel, how's your week going?
I got 5 shots today.
Well, that's... Are you safe? Are you all right?
My shoulders aren't.
Oh, okay. Well, like, now they're super, though, so, like, in the future, you will be, like, indestructible, hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
It's the point of shots, right? Later.
Yeah.
Yeah, what, I mean, that's, like, they defeat, they make you stronger. That which does not kill me is an old thing that people used to say.
Do you think that Vader is not a villain?
I think that Vader is a villain.
I think he's a victim.
I think he is a victim, too. Both can be true. Yeah, I think both can be true. He's both. Sometimes
like
victims
Lucas.
Become villains. It's very sad. We
I
should
like
look
George
out for
Lucas.
It. And each other.
I like George Lucas.
He's a good guy. He's smart. SMRT. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
He will crush you. Just like a bug.
Oh, yeah. Hey, real quick, just check us out at theroguerebels.com where we have all sorts of things. Rogue Rebels, talking books, comics, Star Warsing. We getting excited about Mandalorians and forthcoming video games and such. You can also like our Facebook page. Check us out on Instagram, TikTok, and Hive at The Rogue Rebels. And we're on Twitter at Rogue Rebels Fam. Burn, Twitter. Burn. Any recent Star Wars Geek Girl episodes, Lizzie?
We recently did a podcast of... what was it? Entombed. So, it was very good. Very good podcast. We talked about just like how video game like it was, like kind of like we did. And
oh, right.
You know, it was a good episode.
Good times. Let's see, what else we got? Hey, if you guys didn't hear our episode last week, one of our really good lightsaber Saber Guild friends, Rob Yanagihara, has had a stroke, and he currently has a GoFundMe to like help him with his medical bills and stuff while he gets back on his feet. That is up on pretty much all of our socials, except for Instagram, which doesn't let you put links. And our website over at theroguerebels.com. We have like where you can go to that GoFundMe and like, you know, maybe kick him a coffee or something, you know, help him while he's down. And help out a fellow Saber person. He's also a member of Saber Guild. We've been doing charity with him for a very, 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 very long time. And, you know, like, he's a good person in the community. And if we can, if you can help and donate, and if you can at least share help so other people can find and help and donate, that would be really great of all of you guys. Great karma. Good force vibes. Put it out in the universe, everybody. And, yeah. Let's see. I don't know if there's any news recently other than what I heard today. I don't know if this is going to break everybody's heart, and I hate to be the messenger of bad news. But let it be known, Jedi Survivor is going to be delayed till April 29th.
Oh, no.
It gives us an extra 2 months to, like, 100% our Fallen Order walkthroughs and our Twitch fun to get ready for. You know, they need more time to get things, and I'd rather them iron it out and get it perfect than when we first got Jedi Fallen Order and Lizzie died in cutscenes. So I think giving them the time to, like, do it and not making them, like, work 100 hours in the week and not get any sleep. I don't need any bunk beds at the office like a Twitter situation. Let's let the people who work on this work on it and give it to us in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm.
And not be tortured in doing so.
Dad, did you watch the menu?
No, I want to. Did you?
I did.
I thought of you and I was like, oh, this is something. And then I was like, oh, I should check this out. And then I just haven't yet.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I don't like the main character, but I think you would.
I think it's the funny guy that I like.
No, it's a girl.
Anya Taylor-Joy?
I don't know her name.
If it's the girl in the picture with the funny guy that I like, she's really good at everything that she's in.
Probably then. Yeah, it's pretty good. Okay. Interesting.
Yes, I look forward to checking that out. That is something that's on my radar. I haven't touched it yet.
Yeah, because Zoe kept being like, oh, watch it. It mentions your school. And I was like, oh, okay.
That makes sense.
I mean, I guess. And then it wasn't what I expected. So it was okay. Good.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, I definitely want to check it out. So enjoy that extra month. Wait for Jedi Survivor if you want to. I'm gonna play Fallen Order again, and I got my like New Game Plus with my 100%. So I'm gonna like start off with my cool ponchos, already ready to go.
Nice.
So we'll have to see how that goes and have fun. Ow. Maybe we'll stream a little bit of it while we're getting excited for lightsabering. I don't know if there's any other Star Wars news. Please talk amongst yourselves while I check.
That last episode was so... it was so devastating. We shall greet the morning together. That is really freaking sad. And it broke my heart, but I loved it so much.
Are you talking about The Last of Us?
Yes.
Oh. Are you watching Last of Us, Lizzie?
I am.
Are you caught up?
The last episode.
I am.
Okay. Amazing. This is not a Last of Us podcast, but Last of Us is
really But how is Angie's really awesome. Cafe is that, man?
I just... It's so funny because I guess...
Why do you hate
Excellent it? Point.
I just...
What's wrong?
It's just funny because for that episode of The Last of Us, I know this isn't a Last of Us podcast, but it was very good. And it has Pedro Pascal, but this one had like an ounce of Pedro Pascal. This
is Star Wars tangentially related.
Yeah. Yeah. But it had Dad's, I don't know if that's Dad's favorite guy, but like he's in a lot of the stuff that you like.
That's true. Well, one thing in particular.
And, like, spoilers for it, but you should watch it. It's very good. Bill was like, you know, he kept it. He, like, found Frank in the hole. And I was like, don't help him up. Just leave him. What are you doing? Don't bring him into your little area. He's going to kill you. Stop. Don't do it. And then I was like, you know what? This is looking good, but the only way I'll accept this is if they become lovers. This is too cute to not be lovers. And then they became lovers. And then I was very
it was
happy.
Basically the beginning of Up, but like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Or like an hour, I guess.
And they like kind of happily lived ever after.
Yeah.
In a way.
That's what happened in Up, kind of.
No.
That's what I think. Okay. Anyway, really great episode. I mean, The Last of Us has been great. There's only 3 episodes, and they're all like,
well, I mean,
thumbs up.
Yeah. I think it's cool, though, because in the game, I don't know if we did it. I feel like we did, because I kind of-ish remember it. But it's in the game. Like, mm-hmm. Bill is the guy that, you know, we go to visit to get a truck. Mm-hmm. And Ellie is, like, you know, like, calling him names and stuff and takes comic books from him. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, slightly.
Yeah, and there's a side quest where, like, you can go, and apparently, like, the basement door is locked. And so if you go in the high school and you find a key, you can, like, before you meet Bill, there's, like, you can open that door and, like, Frank's dead body is in there, and it's, like, a note that's, like, you know, I was trying to live a good, you know, loving life with Bill, but he, like, wanted to keep to himself, so I tried to escape, but then I got bit, and then, mm-hmm. So I like this story better.
Sweet. So, yeah, Last of Us, good.
Yes.
Last of Us, good. moving on.
Last of Us.
We're not here to talk about Last of Us, unfortunately, or fortunately. It doesn't matter. We already talked about it anyway. Good. We're here to talk about The Bad Batch. Parents, The Bad Batch. Y'all remember the trailer? It was like, Parents, The Bad Batch. Why? Who? Who are you calling?
Calling what?
Yeah, the trailer. It was just a weird trailer. At the end of the trailer, it was like, Parents, The Bad Batch. And I was like,
no.
Are you making sure that we're in the room? Or what happened?
So maybe that they're the parents?
I don't know. Anyway, okay. The Bad Batch. This episode is called Tribe. Did you have any? Were you like spooked like you were for Entombed?
I wasn't, but I was hoping that it had something to do with Gunji.
Well.
Because we see him in the trailer and I was like, well, maybe they're going to take him back to his tribe.
Oh, you were like, Wookiees have tribes.
Okay. Yeah.
Awesome. I had thought that it was going to be the episode where, like, Meeber, Gascon, and Gregor hang out again and, like, went on an adventure in that place where Gregor used to work, but I was wrong.
I don't know if that's a tribe.
No, it has nothing to do with tribe.
Okay.
It's just, like, Corey is trying to do, like, vague tweets like, ooh, like, every Clone Wars people are going to like this episode. And I was like, hey, maybe it's... I was trying to think of something, like, very obscure Clone Wars. And I couldn't remember the name of the kid that's on the planet where Anakin goes to, to cure the blue shadow virus.
Yeah.
My name's Matt and Nan. Like, and he builds the droids. I forgot his name. That's his voice.
I don't remember how we got on the topic, but Zoe and I were, when we talked about Entombed, we talked about that doctor from the blue shadow virus, and I was like, yeah, my dad does a really good blue shadow virus impression.
You guys were talking about, like, of things that scared you.
Oh, yes.
And she was saying that, like, the virus scared her.
Yes.
Yes. It's the blue shadow virus! Yes.
Yes. Very perfect. Spot on.
So, right away, the episode starts, and, like, they pull up to this really cool-looking space station that also looks like it could, like, maybe hold, like, cheeses and meats.
What?
Yeah, the, like, space station. It's all nice and, like, flat and looks like a board. A charcuterie board.
A charcuterie board? Charcuterie. I like how Mom says charcuterie. Because she doesn't.
Okay. Rude.
It's okay. Okay.
We'll find something to make fun of you for.
Yeah. they're, like, trying to trade, like, not personality chips. It's, like, chips.
ID
chips.
Yeah, I guess chips.
Kind of like
Scandocs or whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's a thing that they the deserters Imperials had in the last one, in the last season. Sorry.
Yeah, like to get by for the Imperials.
But it's like a droid gang, and they're called the Vanguard Axis.
They're so rude.
Yeah, they do seem all like jerks. But to be fair, like they're
jerk
not...
droids.
Yeah, but like droids would be, like they don't mess around with things like politeness. You know what I mean?
Well, no, but like they don't mess around with like politeness, but they don't also be rude. It's like a weird neutral tone, yeah, but like, they're just jerks.
It's just like K2. You are being rescued.
But K2 has more of a personality because like K2 interacts with people. So these are droids that just interact with droids. That's why they're like all rude and like direct to the point.
Yeah.
You know, because like that's what they're used to talking to, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, which I think is funny.
I'm theorizing here.
Because Tech is like, what? You don't believe me? I made these myself. Yeah. And it's like, no, why would we believe you?
They're like, double check the chain codes. And he's like, I built these and am proud. And they're like, check each and every one.
Yeah, but Omega, like, thank goodness for subtitles, because I don't know, I can't hear very well sometimes, especially, like, on the TV. If they're moving their lips, like, it's worse for animation, because unless they're, like, spot on, I can't understand anything they're saying. But literally on the bottom, it just says, Wookiee howls. And I was like, oh, a Wookiee is howling right now.
You were like, tribe. In your best Soulfly voice?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
And...
Hey, the three people who got that joke, get at me.
What is that a movie?
I'm sorry, everyone.
What is it?
So,
Hunter... Well, Omega goes... She running.
Oh, okay, we're already there.
Well, she hears the Wookiee howl. Right.
Well, I like that first she's hanging out with Echo. Like, yeah. Like Tech and Wrecker and Hunter go to do the business with the rude droids. And then Echo and Omega are back at the ship. And they're just like, they're basically like, I got a bad feeling about this. But she's just like, there's something off about this. And he's like, yeah, we better hurry up and like get out of here. And then that's where she starts like running around and hears the Wookiee cry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she runs off. Which, like, you know, at first I was a little disappointed because I was like, no, Omega, they need the money. Stop. Just leave it alone. But then she goes in and she sees droids beating up Gunji. And it's like, not kid Gunji, because I don't know how Wookiee years work, but it's like teenage Gunji, kind of.
He's like probably a little bit bigger.
Yeah. And he's still adorable, and he, like, I like his little, like, shoulder armor. Very nice.
Yes.
And...
I guess Victoria may need to upgrade her Gunji costume.
Yeah, she does. Part two.
Mm-hmm. Gunji leveled up.
And, yeah, she goes and Omega, like, helps him, destroy the robots. Mm-hmm.
But first, I like that he's, like, looking. And I was like, oh, he's looking for his lightsaber. Because she's like, why are you going that way? Don't go that way. And he's, like, digging around in crates and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like,
to be fair, I would be too.
He's looking for his lightsaber. He wants to equip more things. He wants to equip more things. And then, like, you know, it, like, flashes back to the other guys who, like, get the message. They're, like, mm-hmm. disturbance. And then Tech is like, well, that's either Omega or Echo.
But probably Omega.
And they're like, well... And then the droids, like, catch them, and then that's when Gunji does the thing in the trailer and gets his little lightsaber with his little tooth. And it's like, nah. And then they show up and help.
They show up, but Gunji is, like, hissing at them because, you know, they're clones.
Yeah.
And
they, like, escape, and they're on the ship, and they're like, why is he by himself? He's scared.
Yeah, I really liked that when they tried to talk to Gunji, they didn't do the thing that people do in real life where they're like, we mean you no harm. They just, like, talked to him, which was very nice.
Well, Gunji understands basic. He just can't speak.
Yeah. They just can't understand them. Yeah. Or
they need text little... Him. Translovisor.
I love his little
translator. Cool. It was cool to bring that back. Like,
I also just feel like that would be cool because then, like, again, sometimes I cannot hear very correctly. So then I would just have that.
Translovisor.
And I could just have subtitles, but for real life. Mm-hmm. That would be awesome. I think someone gets to get on that. Not just for me, mm-hmm. but for people that actually need it first, and then me. Yeah,
get on that, billionaires. Do something useful with your money.
Stupid. Yeah.
And they like give him food, and he's like, they're like, don't worry, we're friend Omega, of course, you know. Like, it's cool when Omega gets to interact with other young kids. Like with Hera, like when she's young still. Even though I still stand on this rock that, like, the Bad Batch is all kids. Because they're all the same age. Omega's the oldest. But here's the difference, though. It's like, it's almost like they skipped their childhood. And they're trying to make sure that she gets to have one.
Yes. Dad,
sir.
Do you think Omega could be in Ahsoka?
I don't know.
I mean, that would be cool. It's just like Link and Skull Kid. Of course, Link left Skull Kid to guard the Master Sword.
Okay. But, like, I feel like she should have been in Boba Fett.
What? Why?
Like, why would she be in Ahsoka? What does she have to do with Ahsoka?
Hera!
Oh, okay.
That's it.
But that's, like, a person that she met, like, one time when she was a kid 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Whereas Boba Fett is technically her brother.
So is... Skull Kid is also a kid that Link met, then he had to kill him, but not really, but...
Okay. So I think it would have been cool to see Omega in Book of Boba Fett. I think it would be cool to see Omega and Boba Fett meet somewhere along the line.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, it definitely didn't happen in Boba Fett, that's for sure.
No. We got Luke Skywalker instead. And Mandalorian instead.
It wasn't an instead thing. It just could have been another thing.
And we didn't get Boba Fett.
Well, we got
Boba. I still think that Boba Fett should get an episode and a half to himself in Mando.
Right, right. You and you guys all like go with Hawes and be like, I can't wait for the like all Boba Fett episode of The Mandalorian Season 3. Can't wait till he's like, I'm going to atone for my sins in Mandalore. And then like people are like, oh, he's going back to Mandalore. And like the last shot is like the ship going. And then the next episode is just Tatooine. People are like, what? And it's just like Boba and Fennec being like, hey, what are we doing now? And like, they're throwing croissant and like, Meluron fruits and stuff. Hey, what are we going to do now? Hey, a droid, who else is visiting us? Oh, the Major's Major Domo, or whatever has come to Blabbity Blue. And then like, it's all of them. And like, Pelimoto is like, I just gave a ship to your friend. Wait, you were there. Never mind. Anyway, he's going to Mandalore or something, and then Boba's like, maybe we could help him with Mandalore, since he helped me that one time, and it was really cool. Fennec, you stay here. No, you know what? Fennec, you come too. We shouldn't be separate all the time, because you should hang out and say cool things. Santo, you hang out and, like, watch over Cobb Vanth in the Flashbacter. We'll be back. Please watch our castle, you and Danny Trejo. You guys just hang out in the castle.
All the cool people in one little area.
You guys hang out in the castle. You can invite Max Rebo over. It's fine. Who was totally not at work the one night that bar blew up.
Yeah, he's fine.
He took the night off. I was always mad he called in, but actually this time it kind of worked out. Anyway. On we go. And then the next episode is just them being like, hey, look, Mandalore is this way. We should go that way. Cool. And then Fennec's like, yeah, we should go that way. Yeah. I'm really good at, like, sniping things.
Why do you think the Cantina Band are expendable?
I didn't think they were expendable.
Yeah, I didn't either. Why?
A musician is never expendable.
Yeah, you said that. Basically, what did I say that? I was bringing up Max Rebo, and I was like, oh, no,
I don't like this quote being attributed to me, but chances are I was like, well, they're expendable compared to Max Rebo, because that's my guy. Although, I don't know. I don't trust, like, the seemingly four-limbed Max Rebo and Boba Fett. I don't know if that's the same one, because the other one doesn't have four limbs.
No, the one
in Book of Boba Fett feels he has.
He has four limbs.
I think
limbs.
He's an imposter, Max Rebo.
That is...
I think this is a Luuk situation.
Luuk.
Yes.
Anyway, we have Gunji here. And I don't know, what Omega is feeding him, it just looks like a rectangular cylinder food.
I mean, it always, like,
in a box.
It looks like fish sticks, like Luke had.
Yeah, like, yeah, but I just don't like that Star Wars food is so cylinder shaped.
Okay.
Like, it's weird.
Well, that's between I'm you sure and it's... cylinders, I guess. I think well, when you're on a ship and like traveling, I think they have like rat. You know what I mean? Like when yeah. they're on. Remember when over at Boba Fett's castle, they have like giant like roasted nunas and like all kinds of like melurons and stuff like that. That's real food. But then when they're in space, they're like, well, back to the cylinders. Fennec, would you like another cylinder? Sure.
Yeah.
How far is Mandalore? About one episode.
But yeah, so she gives him food. He talks about how he wants to go back to Kashyyyk, which, like, we kind of all know that Kashyyyk is in not good conditions.
Well, we know the Empire's, like, starting to take it over, but yes.
That's pretty much not good conditions.
Yeah, but it's like a big planet, and they're just like it's better than it is in like Fallen Order, and even then in Fallen Order they're still there.
Yeah, but again, it's just not great.
No, it's not. They're definitely starting to enslave the Wookiee race and steal their resources.
Yeah, which is not fun. But so he wants to go back to Kashyyyk, which. It seems like the Bad Batch have gone to Kashyyyk before, so they go to the same, like, area that they're familiar with.
But they were like, he doesn't know, like, they were like, he wants to go to Kashyyyk, but he doesn't know, like, he doesn't know his tribe, he doesn't know where he's from. And so they're like, well, we'll just go to the city that we know. From those episodes of Clone Wars that didn't get released, remember? Ah, yes, remember that tech, that was a good time. Make sure to use your, why am I doing the Boba Fett voice? Make sure to use your thing, Boba. Boba Fett is like the clones, but he's just a little bit more beat up. He's like 1,000% more beat up on Tatooine. Okay.
Thank you for your explanation of the voices. Smooth.
And Echo is more direct. And Tech is a bit more nerdy.
I think it's funny because, so when we do get to Kashyyyk, like, there's, you know, a lot of, first of all, it was already bad when, you know, I think Echo was like, I'm sensing a lot of like deforestation and fires.
Mm-hmm.
That was bad.
Uh-huh. It's like the actual rainforest.
Yeah. It's very bad. And, but we get to see a lot more, or I guess I noticed a lot more, tech jeans.
Oh, because like it was a bit more lit, you know, like and look, I probably haven't mentioned this like straight up, but every episode
we should be doing more.
Oh, here comes Echo. And Axel did the voice.
Just kidding. I was just pretending to throw him
Echo.
So yeah, we should be doing more.
Which is Echo's actual chance to start doing more because, you know, there's all the deforestation that's happening. And then also, I hate Trandoshans. I don't like them. Huh?
Trandoshans.
Trandoshans.
No, Trandoshans.
I don't like them.
Okay.
I don't like any of them. Okay. But of course they're there, which is like, I don't know what they have. What do they have against Wookiees? Why Wookiees?
I mean, like, I don't know.
It just seems like they just hunt them constantly. And
well, I think that's why the Empire wants Wookiees. But, like, I think the Trandoshans are just good hunters, and they put them to hunt Wookiees, and so...
But they're not good hunters. That whole island that they had was so OP. It was so not fair. They didn't give the Jedi. It was literally
okay, but that
baby
was the,
Jedi.
Those weren't like the real, you know what I mean? Those were the guys who were like, go out on the weekend and like, oh, cool, we have our little thing. Like, these ones are actually working. These ones are more like bounty hunters for real.
Yeah. I don't like Trandoshans.
Mm-hmm. Even Bosk? The master
of
disguise?
I only like when he's... Yeah, I was going to say. I only like him when he's in disguise. You know, she's also being really weird right now. I don't know what's going on with her right now.
Why is she being
weird? I don't know. That guy said not to trust her. I'm still remembering.
Okay, and you trust him?
I'm still remembering. I don't know. I like his voice better.
What did she do that was weird? Did you just believe Ernie Hudson just because he's Ernie Hudson?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. Okay. I'm trying to think of other Trandoshans that are not Bosk. Oh, there's a Trandoshan in the Vader comics right now that's like a bigger, like buffer Trandoshan, and I think he's going to fight Bosk. Because like the cover of the next issue is like them fighting or something.
Mm.
And then you're like, oh, Trandoshan fight! You know, like the cover of the Vader Down issue where like it's Chewbacca and Black Chrysanthemum fighting, and you're like, oh, Wookiee fight! Like,
I think it would be funny. Do you know the other Trandoshan character or no?
Which one?
Like the one that's supposed to fight Bosk? Yeah.
I forgot his name.
I was just going to say, like, I think it's funny because they're like, oh, look, it's the same species fighting. And then, like, I think it would be funny if in the comic it just, the other Trandoshan was just really bad at fighting. He lost it.
Right. Well, I think Bosk is no slouch. But also, he just got his legs blown off, and he just recently grew them back, so that's funny to me.
Yeah. Inexplicably. I read that comic. Very good.
Oh. Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Oh, no, you read the one where he got his legs blown off. You haven't seen him going through being small and being hilarious when he's hanging out with
everybody.
I
only saw his downfall. That was it.
Okay. Yeah, you only saw it happen. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, enough about Trandoshans, our favorite... So they get to Kashyyyk, and then they're, like, cutting through these little spider web things, and those, like, creatures come down. And then that's when they're like, wait, if we're not a threat, they won't attack us. And those are the creatures that are actually in those deleted episodes, where, like, the Bad Batch goes to Kashyyyk to help Yoda and all them or whatever happens. Like, I think those creatures are a big part of it. Along with, the things that the Wookiees ride. That's right.
They look like... monkey cats.
Yeah, they're like a little bit like tiger coloring, but like weird something.
Yeah. But what was it? Yeah, so it's Trandoshans, and they have one Wookiee like hostage, and it's what's it called? Like,
well,
I don't
know. And the village is destroyed.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, I don't know where to go now. I can only translate, not find things.
Yeah.
And then that's when they find, like, the Trandoshans, and they have, like, the prisoner. And then, of course, like, they're like, Gunji, wait, no! And then Gunji goes, and then they all go help.
Yeah, which I think Hunter told him, like, hey, make sure that you don't pull out your lightsaber. That is a bad idea.
Yeah, don't do that.
And he did that the first Trandoshan he saw.
Well, they were like killing a Wookiee, so that's fair.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely fair. But I was like, oh, that's no.
Look, to be fair, Kanan was like, "Don't pull out the lightsaber unless you need it." But by season three, they were just like lightsaber everywhere. So sometimes it's just time to go.
Yeah, I also doubt that. Not that I doubt that Gunji, like, knows any other way to attack, but, like, maybe. I don't know. It's probably just easier to use your lightsaber.
Fair.
But, yeah, the Wookiee goes, they, like, free the Wookiee, they kind of roar at each other, and he leaves. Like, and I was like, where did he go? Why is he not helping? Mm-hmm. And, they go and they defeat like the Trandoshan, and then apparently the Trandoshans have like, I thought they were like separatist like tanks.
Yeah, they are kind of, but they're like refitted. You can see that they're like changed the cannons and stuff like that.
Yeah, which I thought was interesting because Hunter was like, ah, oh, they have tanks, but those tanks float. Mm-hmm. How did he track that?
I don't know. And I thought Hunter was the tracker, but anyway.
Wait, what? What did I say it was?
Oh, I thought you said it was Tech.
No, it was Hunter.
Okay.
I just, like, How did he know?
Maybe
how
he can see where, like, the grass is depressed, or, you know, maybe, like, he can follow the footsteps and know that they're on the tank or something. Mm. Look, you're asking the wrong person. I'm not a Star Wars doctor.
Maybe. I guess he is the tracker.
They start, like, burning stuff. Like, they're like, oh, like, burn down these stones. They're like, we found more of these stones, which I kept trying to think back to Fallen Order and being like, what is it about these stones? Like, I couldn't remember anything.
They're probably just part of the, like, culture, historical, cultural, like, landscape, maybe.
But they're like, okay, like, they basically, like, beat the Trandoshans and, like, a couple of them escape and stuff. And then they're like, oh no, but the fire, like, is spreading. And they, like, start digging, like, they, like, save the rest of the forest from the fire. So they're, like, digging these trenches or whatever. Mm-hmm. I thought that was cool that they were, like, helping, and they have, like, little shovels. And then, like, that's when the, like, Wookiees come back, you know?
Yeah.
Riding their giant creatures that are red.
Yeah, they're very cool looking.
With eyeball ears.
Yeah. Again, it just looks... There's a specific animal that I'm thinking of, but I don't remember what they're called. But they just look like giant monkey cats. And it's very cool and very cute, and they're all, like you said, they're just all different colors.
Yes.
And they're huge.
Yes.
And so, they take the Wookiee takes the gang to their little hideout, their village,
like where they're all hiding now.
Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, cool, because then you see, I guess the Wookiee grandma. There's a Wookiee grandma.
And they, like, do the little Wookiee head touch thing from Solo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're like, they said hello, because this is not goodbye.
So
that was cool.
And then she does the same thing for Gunji, too, because they're telling her, like, oh, he doesn't know where he's from. Like, he knows he's from Kashyyyk, obviously, but he doesn't know what tribe he's from. He wants help to know what tribe he's in.
Right, right.
And she does the little head thing for him, and he doesn't really know what to do, like, for it. And I thought that was really, really sweet.
He does that, like, a lot of the times. Like, when they're doing things, he sort of, like, looks at all them first, and then is like, okay. Like, because he doesn't know, you know, he was raised as a Jedi. He doesn't know anything about Kashyyyk, really.
Yeah.
So, like, we see the there's, like, clone troopers with the Trandoshans, and they're like, it's lightsaber marks. Inform the people, la 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 la. And you're like, at first I was like, uh-oh, they're going to send Inquisitors.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad.
But no, the Trandoshan was like, I got this. It's fine.
Well, that's right. He was like, oh, this will be an excellent hunt. Remember, we like to hunt. And then meanwhile, back at the village, Echo's like, no thanks.
Yeah.
Add into that.
I love the, like, weird thing that, like, why do the clones like soup so much? So, like, you know, the Wookiees are feeding them, and they're like, here, have some soup. And,
I thought it was a drink. You think it's soup?
I think it's soup. Okay. I mean, I don't know. But, like, Echo is like, no, thank you. And I'm like, how dare you? That's rude. How dare you? And then, like, Wrecker's like, you don't know what you're missing. And he, like, takes a whole bowl. Mm-hmm. That's why I think it's soup, because he took a bowl.
Well, I just thought that that's what they had, bowls instead of cups.
Yeah. I guess that makes sense, too. But that's a lot of drink.
I mean, I don't see any cups on the table. But, yeah, I thought it was a drink.
That's fair.
Because then at the end, they're all, like, drinking it together. But, yeah, I guess it could be food. I don't
celebratory
know.
Soup?
Celebratory soup. A toast! With tomato! yeah. So, like, then Hunter's kind of talking with the guy, and he's like, look, you guys don't have to do this alone. You know, we can sort of, like, come up with a plan or something. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the Wookiees all go, and they do the, like, tree thing, and, like, you know, Gunji is, like, also putting his hand on the tree, and they're like, what are they doing? They're asking the trees for help. What? Why? It That's okay.
I just like that they were very respectful of it, and they were like, you know, Hunter was like, well, we need all the help we can get. I thought that was a very sweet thing to say.
Oh, yeah, the trailer line.
What?
Like, the cool, yeah, we need all the help we can get. Then you have cool music. So, like, you see the guys, like, coming in for the hunt, and then they're, like, they're basically trying to draw them. Like, the whole plan is they get them to chase them, the Trandoshans, to chase them to the, like, nests, and then those, like, spider creatures attack them. Which is, like, rad. Oh, they're called Kinrath.
What are they called?
Kinrath.
Kinrath.
Yeah. And then, like, go ahead.
I didn't like them at the first, but that's because, like, I'm not very fond of, like, spiders. But these were, like, very pretty orange ones.
All right. No, I still hated them. They were nice, though. I mean, I was like, they're bugs.
Yeah.
I was like, no, thank you. I was like, Echo, no, I'm good.
Yeah. But they bring them over, and I was so sad because they were like, They were getting shot down pretty easily, but then there were some that were able to, like, dodge it and then, like, run after the Trandoshans. There was a few, like, clones / stormtroopers, too, that were there. So they were fighting them as well.
Yeah.
Omega's doing really well with her bow.
Yes.
Very good.
There's, still like, a cool shot. I think it's way earlier, but, like, there's a good, like, Gunji with the lightsaber and Omega with the bow, like back-to-back action coolness.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, okay, that's adorable.
Yeah, it's very cool. I like how they crawl. At first I didn't, but then when they're, like, there's a specific scene where they're, like, running after the Trandoshans, and it's from the back. And they just look like they're just scampering. It doesn't look like a creepy spider crawl. It just looks like they're, like, scrambling to grab these guys. I don't know why I thought it was very funny. But but then one of, like, the lead Trandoshan, I think, runs after Gunji.
With a flamethrower.
Which I was very worried. But all he, I don't know why, but all he brought was a flamethrower. Which is like.
Yeah. Well, you can't deflect that. Jedi.
I guess. But also, like, he just made a circle of, like, fire around him, and I was like, what are you doing?
He was like, take that!
I was like, what are you doing?
He never mopped before, I guess.
So silly. Yeah. So they, Gunji, like, kind of fights him, but then there's some spiders that come up to him and, like, are thinking about attacking him, so Gunji puts away his saber. Because again, if you don't pose a threat, they're not going to hurt you.
Yeah.
So, which was really cool, because then Gunji, like, just jumps on a tree, and then this guy got pecked, like, because they were just like, they're weird spider / like, kind of crabs,
yeah, like
almost.
Yeah. Pointy, stabby. Things,
because they just, like, kept, like, pecking him, like, what?
Yeah, I thought they were killing him. Well, I mean, I guess they were, but, like, then later, like, you see them start to go up their spider webs, and, like, they're dragging him up, and he's all wrapped up.
Mm-hmm. And he's, like, screaming and stuff. Yeah. I thought they just pecked him to death.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but they were just, like, tying him up.
Yeah, they're just kind of, like, making him all
passing
pretty.
The little thread or whatever. I don't know. And then they, like, go up on the thread like a spider. I thought that was cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which I was like, wow. Skill issue. Got beat by some spiders. But, okay. Yeah. And there weren't even, like, the bigger, scarier ones, like, that just attacked for no reason. Huh?
Like the ones in Jedi Fallen Order?
Yeah, but also, like, in, what was it? Like, in Mando, or, like, actually, if anything, the spiders in Rebels were like that, too, where they didn't attack you unless you attacked them. Or unless you showed fear.
Right, right.
But, yeah.
Yeah. No, that was cool. And so then they like help and the guys are all done. And I was like, oh, great. And then they go back and they all have their bowls of drink soup.
I thought it was soup. I don't know. I mean, it could be totally like a drink, but I just thought it was soup.
Yeah.
What kind of drink do you think it would be?
I don't know. Something from trees, tea, or something with honey, maybe.
It's definitely probably not alcoholic. Yeah. So
maybe some kind of juice, but like I would think, like from the trees, I would think like a tea, or a something with honey. Which I guess it could be tea with honey. I don't know if their trees have honey. Wait, honey comes from bees. What the hell?
Yeah, you just say honey comes from trees.
I don't know why I thought that honey came from trees. Today.
Maple syrup comes from trees.
That's what. Well, okay. I guess I didn't think they were drinking maple syrup. Okay, I'm gonna stick with tea as my final answer.
Okay. You think like a cold tea, since like
you know, sun tea, like they leave it out in the little sun, and that like that way it gets nice okay. and like roasted all day. Very Texas.
Very nice. Very nice. Very Texas.
And they sweeten it with the maple syrup or maybe some fruit. So maybe they make fruit tea.
Fruit tea. Yeah. That'd be yummy.
A little bit of fruit from the thing. A little bit of like tea leaves.
Mm-hmm. That'd be yummy.
Yeah.
Be good in the... It's kind of cold over here, so I guess it would be good. But I don't know. For some reason, I like... sun tea in the summer. Just yeah. makes sense. Well, especially because I mean, that's when we like would have always it. Hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when we would have it. Grandma would just leave it outside.
Echo just
and then she'd be walked. Like, before I come back to work, bring it inside.
Yes.
Like, okay.
Echo walked in front of the microphone and shook, so you probably heard that.
That's okay.
Yeah, so then like Genji goes back to the tree and I think the elder or whatever, the shaman is like, oh, you know, when a Wookiee leaves, the trees cry, but when they return, the trees sing.
Yeah, it was like a Wookiee child, like.
Yeah.
When they leave, yeah, that was very sweet. Cool.
The music was really good in this episode too.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, he's like, "Well, I hope they have like a better future, one far away from war, or something." Because Hunter's still. So he's still in the zone about, like, how do we get away from this? This
yeah.
is bad. How do I
because,
make
Omega yeah, he safe? Talks about, like, wanting to give her a childhood, but it's not possible in this sort of galaxy.
Right.
Which is really sad, because, like, it's true. It's like, no matter where you go, the Empire is just there. Like, right. no matter how far you go.
Right. But it's matter. Also, like, I mean, she has a better chance, kind of, like, without, you know what I mean? Like, they're... In particular, they can't hide. Like, they always are looking like clones. And everybody yeah. knows it. You know, Omega is a little different, but for the most part, it's pretty very difficult for them to stay off the radar. Although they seem to manage it for a little while. 30 mm-hmm. rotations or whatever. See, I think that's, like, the big danger. I think, like, getting spotted and that dude, Admiral Rampart over there, being like, uh-oh, they're back. And I think he wants to close up that before Tarkin finds out that they're back and he failed in his mission of blowing up them or whatever.
Yeah, so they're like double being.
Yeah, so I think that's the impending fear and doom for me. And all these things, mm-hmm. like the rest of the galaxy isn't safe either, but also like they kind of have a target on their back right now.
Yeah.
And I'm still waiting for the other shoe to drop. On that.
For the what?
I said for the other shoe to drop on that. Because, like, they haven't, they don't even know. They don't even know that the Empire knows they're back. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And also, remember, that's why they didn't want to do the Dooku mission. Because they were like, well, the Empire's, like, we don't want anything, like, we need to stay off their radar. They think we're all dead. That's cool. Or I don't know if they knew that they thought they're all dead. But they were like, the Empire doesn't mess with us. We stayed away from them. We've been good for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And now
yeah.
they've been spotted.
Good thing they don't have a person like Deidre.
Yeah, right? It's too random to be random.
Yeah. Like, she will, like, catch on really quickly.
It's almost the same thing like Kenobi. Like, he was off the radar for so long, and then all of a sudden he's on the radar, and now they're like, Where is he? Why do you want to find him, Vader, so you can get messed up again? Stop, dude.
Yeah.
Perhaps he will lead me to Kenobi. Why? You're just going to get wrecked again.
Let it rest.
Mm-hmm. To be fair, he finally won, like, 20 years later.
He didn't even really win. He just, like, won. He doesn't know that.
He thinks he won.
Yeah, but that's, like, after, what, two times of failing?
He stepped on those robes. He said, boom, roasted.
I'm dumb.
That's right. Now I am the master. What?
There is one part that I just remembered that, like, is super funny. It's not funny because it's sad. But, so, there's one scene when they're fighting the stormtroopers / clone troopers and the Trandoshans, and the Wookiees come down from the tree with the giant, like, cat monkey things. Okay. And one of them stands there, and, like, they, like, get into battle roar, mm-hmm. and then one of them gets shot immediately.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, that's like dad dying in Fortnite. Or
right when I land,
like not even that. Like when you kill someone and you emote.
Oh, that's pretty good. Womp womp.
Yeah, that's what that reminds good me text. Of.
Yeah, great episode. Loved it. Mm-hmm. The next episodes are like the mid-season double feature. So the next two episodes are The Clone Conspiracy and Truth and Consequences. So next episode, we're going to be covering double the episodes. And this sounds like this is probably something that's going to kind of move that needle on the like on the bigger picture clone stuff, mm-hmm. you know, or I guess Bad Batch stuff more specifically. We've only seen Crosshair a little bit.
In like one episode.
Yeah. So I don't know if he's going to be part of this like mission to hunt his bros down, because last time he was all about it.
Yeah,
but I don't know if he's gonna be all about it this season.
I think he will if the Empire tells him to, but I don't think he'll have interest in it himself. Mm-hmm. Like if he finds out about something, I don't think he's gonna go after it. But if the Empire is like, all right, go ahead and take care of it, then he'll, you know.
Right. We haven't even seen Rex this season yet, huh?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so we still got that coming.
Which could be part of the clone conspiracy of just all the clones leaving.
Right.
Maybe they band together at some point.
Well, what if Rex is trying to get them to help, like, rescue Cody? Or, you know what I mean? Like, because now we know Cody's out there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I still want to slap him because he shot Boga. But at the same time, I'll be like, okay, let's help him out. Okay, come on, let's go. we mad at you, but still, like, we're still gonna help you because you're trying.
I don't know how Zoe would feel about that. She might be okay with it. I don't know.
We rest in peace, Viractyl. We value Viractyls here.
In this family.
In this house, in this home, we respect the Boga.
Yes.
We love, like, wah, wah, whatever.
I have wah. A little, like, little... Yeah,
one from Burger King.
From Burger King. Yeah.
They had 100 toys, and we have them, pretty much.
Yeah, I love it. It's so, like, vibrant green still.
Yeah, there's a little surprisingly. Boga. There was like, a Chewy, a Wampa,
mm-hmm.
a Boga...
Well,
a Jawa with eyes that light up?
Yes. There's one that was just a regular Jawa, and then there's one with the Jawa that lights up. Hmm. There's two of them. And a Wicket.
Yes, there was a Wicket. Yes.
Those are very cute.
Yes, all those things.
And they're somewhere around the house.
Yes, they're all over the place.
Because I was going to take them.
They might not have lasted, because you guys played the heck out of those. Like, the... You would leave them outside, the water ones. Because there was, like, the little super battle droid that squirted water. Or Boba Fett squirted water or something.
Yeah.
And then those ones
got Padme, cool. Like, spun around. I don't know why.
Yeah.
She did.
Okay. That's the end of that sentence.
I don't know why she just... Well, because...
Yeah, well, there was, like, it was, like, almost like there was five different... there was five of them that would just do, you know, there was five water squirters, five little stuffed animals, five little... You know, Padme was just, I guess they were like, well, put her in the runaround pile. I don't know. She doesn't have a lightsaber.
There was a Jar Jar that also spat water.
Yeah. There was definitely, like, a little bit of everything. But they were also, like, in sections. So, like, I think Padme spun around, and I think Bail did, too.
Yeah.
I guess all the senators just, like, I don't know if the Burger King was trying to give us an, you know, like, some commentary on our government, but whatever.
just run around.
Yeah, you see, the senators, they run in circles, don't they, kids? Don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I enjoyed this episode. I think it's very cute. I also just like when shows show like respect for cultures, you know, or just like traditions and things like that. Like in the last one, you know, we had a fee, like respecting, you know, respecting just the treasure, like process, I guess, you know, and making kind of lighthearted of it. And then for this episode, we have just like respecting of culture of the Wookiees. I think it's very cute. Very sad because of all the deforestation, but yeah. Very cute.
I just like learning more about the different cultures. Like there are things that I didn't know that I saw. Oh, that's cool. Like, you know, like we know about Life Day and we know about this and we know about that. And if you play Fallen Order, you know a little bit about what happened on that planet. You know, like you get a little bit of Wookiee stuff and all these things. So it's good to see a little bit more things we didn't know, like the tree stuff. Like we know that they revere the trees and the trees are important. But like now we know a little bit more about how they like commune with them or whatever. Or you know, like there's just a little extra cool stuff. You know, like I really liked, it was kind of funny because there's in The Princess and the Scoundrel, Han and Leia get married on Endor. So like, because they're on Endor, like they're you know, they're almost doing it like it's a very Ewok tradition. You know what I mean? Because they're like, because the Ewoks are like, so all the Ewoks have to do this, and like you have to be blessed by the tree, and you have to be like, so there are all these things that like they weren't quite, you know, they were just like, oh, let's just get married like right now, and then all of a sudden like they're like, oh, well, like this is the guy, like he has to bless you guys, like, wait, what? Like, you know? And they like make her a dress and like they, yeah, there's like a lot of cool stuff in that book. I mean, like anytime drunk Ewoks are around, it's hilarious, but.
And fantastic meat.
Yeah. I just like learning more about cool little things like that.
Stormtrooper tacos.
It's that like one panel in Shattered Empire that's like, I don't know what that is, but give me another. I don't know what it is, but it's delicious. Let me have some more.
Oof. Sweeney Todd moment.
Let's see. So I don't know. Like there's still a lot to be seen, I think. I don't know. Like, do you think we're gonna find so Gunji's sort of reunited with his people. Fee is gonna be around, I think, still.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And you're still suspicious of Cid.
A little bit. I'm not that suspicious, but I'm like, I'm keeping it in my head, you know, keeping it in my, under my belt. Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Like, I'm just keeping it like noted, not like gonna act on it, just noted, just in case.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's not news, you know, like he's like, hey, like she was a pirate, you know, and I'm like, oh no, we already knew that. Like all season one, we thought she was shady. Is it just me? You know, but she kind of proved herself so far. So now I'm kind of like, okay, like, I trust her. Like, you know, she's...
Well, that's why I'm like, okay, I trust her. Oh, no, nope, nope, never mind. Hold on. I'm just going to keep this to myself real quick. Just in case. Don't want to get hurt.
Okay.
Don't want them to get hurt.
When Cid is like, I've actually been working with Admiral Rampart so I can, like, get off of this thing that I owe money to. Sorry, guys, but, like, this is the only way I can make my bar, da-da-da-da. You know, they're like, no, uncool, Sid. And the two guys that work, that like are always in the bar, are like, that's whack, Sid.
Oh, no, they were in on it the entire time.
Oh, they're like, even we get money. We got 3 rounds for life.
We're smarter than you think.
Uh-huh. We saw you guys the whole time. Yeah, I forgot their names, but like, if they turn out to be like the like mega mind behind everything, like they're the ones who like actually are like talking to Tarkin, like and gonna get Admiral Rampart killed.
They're the one that's bossing around Sid.
Like, they engineered Cody to leave so that they could, like, track Cody because they knew that they would go to rescue Cody and that would, like, draw out Rex, so they go kill Rex too.
Mm-hmm.
Alternate timeline, of course.
Yeah, I was going to say,
Yeah.
Or maybe that's just their lifelong plan. Like, they're in Rebels too.
You know, Admiral Rampart in their GM. We're still doing it. We're going to get them. Tarkin's dead. Oh, seriously? He was supposed to pay us. Man, he should have evacuated in his moment of triumph. Okay, well, see you next week for Clone Conspiracies and the... Something I just said.
Clone's Conspiracy. You just said it.
I did.
It was something cool, too.
It was.
Conspiracy.
It's gone.
I'm gonna look it up anyway.
It's not coming back.
I
Truth and Consequences. It was
good because I you said it and I was like, and then it just
Truth and Consequences.
Oh, Truth and Consequences.
Yeah. Cool sounding, not specific.
Very good. I don't... Like, it's a very... Yeah, well, I like that it goes after a Clone Conspiracy.
Right,
because, like... And especially that it's, like, a two-parter, too. Mm-hmm. Like, that'll be interesting, and I'm a little scared.
All right.
Because, like, something could happen in... You know, Clone Conspiracy that leads to Truth and Consequences.
All right, well, that makes sense.
Maybe someone's lying.
Lies and not consequences. No. I don't know what the last episode... Okay. All right, well, thank you for podcasting with me. Oh, by the way, this is our 150th episode.
Oh.
Just so everybody knows. So congratulations to us for putting out 150 episodes over this past... few years.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
I don't know when we started, like 16 or 17. We started when Resistance was on the air, which may have been 2016 or 17.
Really? That's where Resistance came out?
I don't know anymore. No, because Rebels ended in 2016, so I'm guessing Resistance had to be 2017, right? No. It had to be 2018 or 19.
Star Wars Resistance.
Because the last... The Rise of Skywalker...
2018.
Okay, yeah. 18 and 19. So Rise of Skywalker was 2019. And like the last season came out that same year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was going to say.
So we started in probably 2018, 2017.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot more episodes to come, though.
Yep. March is going to be a little bit less busy because we're not going to be playing Jedi Survivor, but that's good because we're still going to be doubling up on episodes with Mando and this show and Bad Batch.
Yes.
Not to mention plenty of books. By the way, I've already started Battle Scars and it is
Battle Scars
pretty rad. And yes, now I just have to wait longer to find out what happens after because I was like, ooh, this is going to work out perfect. So now I can slow down my reading a little bit.
Echo is excited to hear about your Battle Scars review.
Echo is sad. He's like, but what of Marin, the Night Sister? Is she safe? Is she all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
all right.
There we go. That's a podcast. Goodbye, people. Thank you very much for listening. Please give us 5 stars wherever. Share the podcast. Don't you want other people to experience this joy? Don't be evil and hold it back from people.
Mm-hmm. Tell us your theories about Sid. What do you think about Sid?
My podcasts are scattered throughout the galaxy. Like stars or something. What does he say?
Who?
My podcasts are scattered like stars in the galaxy.
Who's who?
That's the Mando trailer.
Oh. I only watched it once. To be completely honest.
All right. Fake fan.
All I remember are there a lot of really cool Mando looking armor. They look really, really rad.
All right.
And Grogu, of course.
Well, we'll see when they get here in March. All right.
It's like a birthday. It's like a very early birthday present.
Oh, you over here with your birthday month?
Yeah. Literally, so many good things come in March. Very cool. Because then it's like Nintendo is bringing out a lot of new games. Oh, by the way, apparently the Nintendo eShop for the 3DS is shutting down in March, which is not a good thing that's happening in March. But so you gotta buy as many games as possible that you needed to play on 3DS, which is not a lot. It's a lot of games that I can just play on the Switch now, but there's one that I need to find on DS. Is Tingle's Rosie Rupee Land.
Is that on the eShop?
No, because it's a DS game.
Oh, okay. Well then.
But it's selling for like hundreds of dollars, and I can't get a Japanese version, I guess, because it doesn't work
But not if you don't speak Japanese.
Well, no, it doesn't work on my American DS or something. It's not compatible. But it's so like painful to like scroll through, and it's like $20. I'm like, oh! And it's like Japanese. I'm like, ah.
I wonder why those ones are so much cheaper.
I think they were just more of a made, maybe.
Yeah.
Because the English ones are going for like $300. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I like that game, but not that much.
You better start saving.
Yeah, I'm saving for a computer right now. So.
Okay, well, decide what's really important to you. Computer goal. Or Tingle's Rupee Superland or whatever it is.
Rupee Land.
Yeah, that.
All right. Also, find Star Wars Geek Girl wherever you're listening to Rogue Rebels. And our social medias is usually Star Wars Geek Girl or at Star Wars Geek Girl. There's also StarWarsGeekGirl.com. Yeah.
Cool.
Can't forget our plugs, Dad. Yeah.
That's on you.
We never forget your plugs.
That's on you. Do your plugs. I didn't say stop. All right. Thanks for listening. That's a podcast.